Good morning, dear listeners. Today we come to the podcast about spagyric medicine or spagyria, which is a branch of sort of alchemy or alchemic processing. So spagyria, it's a Greek word which means to separate, extract, and to combine. So it's like it's basically a term combined by two terms, and this term was coined by one of the greatest physician and also alchemist, which is Paracelsus, in the 15th century. So according to Paracelsus, the true purpose of alchemy is not only gold making or this type of activity, but it's also for the production of medicines. And Paracelsus was a physician, so he formulated that the nature itself was raw and unfinished, and man needs to, the task is to evolve things to a higher level using spagyric methods by separating and combining. So spagyric medicine maintains that the normal phytotherapic or herbal extract could not be expected to contain all the medicinal properties from the plant itself. And so the mineral component, the ashes, which is the result of the calcination process, is prepared separately and then added back to the substance, to the mother tincture, or to potentiate the herbal tincture. So the spagyric process separates and then recombines the three cardinal principles of alchemy. These are mercury, salt, and sulfur. And it does to a heightened or a potentiated form. So mercury is the water element and the principle of ability to melt and flow and volatility, which is the alcoholic extract of the plant, carrying the plant life essence. The salt is the earth element, the principle of non-action, combustibility, and fixity, representing the vegetable salts extracted from the calcinated ashes of the plant. This is a process of calcinating reducing and taking out the ashes of the plant itself. And the sulfur is the fire element and the principle of inflammability and the virtue of the plant, representing the volatile oil essence of the plant itself. So these herbal tinctures or preparations are prepared and have a much superior medicinal properties than a simple alcoholic based herbal tincture or mother tincture or extracts, because of the formation of these soap-like compounds from the essential oils and the basic salts and the calcinated ashes of the plants through these complex methods. So these compounds, these spagyric compounds, include material from the fermentation of the plant and many aromatic components which are obtained through distillations. And the alcohol used in the true spagyric tincture is not ordinary alcohol, but it's called it's a spagyric alcohol, and the tartaric alcohol sometimes is called like that, because it's one tried to eliminate all the tartaric deposits, so it's a pure alcohol. And so the process is quite long, and the plant should soak in its hydroalcoholic solution from 45 to 55 alcoholic volumetric degrees for 30 days, and this is following the lunar cycle with a relationship of usually 1 kilo of plant dry residue to 4 liters of hydroalcoholic solution. So this 1 to 5 and not 1 to 10 or 1 to 20 like in other combinations of normal tinctures and herbal extracts. To conclude, that we have this spagyric processing, and there are many companies which make these to a good level. And what we have is a powerful, basically powerful remedy which has all the healing essences of the three principles of mercury, salt and sulfur, which is the water, earth and fire element of the plant in one solution, hydroalcoholic solution with purified alcohol. And so this is a very good tool that one can approach in order to heal using herbal remedies, always following advice of a physician or someone that knows about the different healing properties of herbal remedies. So thank you for listening. This is all for Spagyric Medicine, and in the next podcast we will talk about Tibetan medicine.